Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us again today. Today, we're going to explore some more of the information that's been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of this information is to give all of us encouragement, support, and assistance during this tumultuous time. The divine information that's coming from these celestial sharings today is regarding the mystical month of May. This is a very powerful time of year, and with all of the challenges going on in people's lives, it's a real opportunity for us to utilize this influx of light that is happening now for the benefit of all humanity. During our very powerful time together today, we're going to invoke God's transfiguring divine love and the violet flame, with the intent of lifting all life into a more harmonious frequency of existence. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It's important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are all one. And in case you may have forgotten, I will remind you that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are a beloved child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling your divine potential is now. During this monumental year of 2012, humanity is receiving the maximum assistance from on high that cosmic law will allow. So today, you and I have the ability to increase the light we are adding to the world in unprecedented ways through the divine intervention and assistance of the Company of Heaven. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, it is obvious that the light of God is increasing on earth in amazing ways. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's so. During this hour, we'll work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven in to our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self, and also by the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious and you are that light. So now as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and your mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Also, feel yourself unifying in consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we will invoke the most intensified frequency of transfiguring divine love and the violet flame that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out rhythmically and normally, and feel this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expanding and expanding through the divinity in your heart. This transfiguring divine love and the violet flame are now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's divine love is now forming a grid of love enveloped with the momentum of the violet flame that is encircling the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the very densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is known as the bridge to freedom, and it is the bridge over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Let's join together now as one unified force field of pure divine love as we each affirm within the deepest recesses of our heart this invocation. I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am the pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love. And I am grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am. We now return our consciousness to the room and become aware of our physical bodies as we allow this transfiguring divine love from our Father, Mother, God to be assimilated into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and into the grid of divine love that's encircling this planet, creating the bridge to freedom over which the earth is ascending from our densest frequencies of human miscreation, pain, and suffering, into the most intensified frequencies of fifth dimensional solar light. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So as we're sharing together today, open your heart and mind and be here now. May 2012 is going to be a very powerful month. The month of May is always considered very spiritual and a very powerful time. But this year, we have even more powerful opportunities to utilize the gifts of May to increase the light of the world. May is considered to be a very mystical month because of several activities of light that take place during this time. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. And every year on that day, Saint Germain and the legions of the Violet Flame bless the earth with an influx of the Violet Flame of freedom's love and forgiveness. May is also the month in which Mother Mary opens her temple of the Immaculate Heart in the inner realms. During that time, every soul that will be conceived from May 1st, for instance, this year, from May 1st, 2012, through April 30th, 2013, will be drawn into her temple and prepared for embodiment on Earth. May 5th this year was the Wesak Festival of the Full Moon, which reflects the enlightenment of Buddhic consciousness for all life on Earth. This year, May 5th, carried the numerical vibrations also of 555, because 2012 is a 5-year. So a lot of energy is being expanded through that vibration and frequency. On May 20th, we're going to experience a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. It will catapult us further into the light in preparation for the greatest influx of divine light that we have ever experienced. That event will occur during the last phase of the Venus transit on June 6, 2012. This will be a monumental influx of our Mother God's divine love that is transmitted through Venus and the expansion of suns beyond suns beyond suns in this powerful solar eclipse. In addition to all of those wonderful things, this May, we have a tremendous opportunity to help humanity prepare for the miraculous events that will take place during the remainder of this auspicious year of 2012. Because of the incredible activities of light that have been accomplished by lightworkers all over the world in the past few years, Saint Germain is now able to bless humanity with unprecedented fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the Violet Flame. These are frequencies beyond anything we have been able to endure or experience in the past. This year, on Saint Germain's Ascension Day, which was May 1st, we received a tremendous influx of these new solar frequencies of the Violet Flame. This is because of the need of the hour and the heartfelt invocations of hundreds of thousands of light workers all over the world. This powerful light is now building in momentum as it floods through the heart flames of light workers into the things that are surfacing all over the world to be healed and transmuted back into light. The violet flame is the most powerful tool to transmute humanity's miscreations back into light. And this new frequency of the solar violet flame will assist us in accomplishing this mighty feat at a greatly accelerated pace beyond anything we've ever experienced. So throughout the month of May this year, Saint Germain and his legions of the solar violet flame are blazing this solar sacred fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth. This solar violet flame is the perfect balance of the solar frequencies of our Father God's blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's pink flame of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. This solar sacred violet flame will build daily and hourly throughout the entire month of May. This is the most powerful frequency of the violet flame that humanity has ever experienced. Lightworkers around the world are being asked to volunteer to assist Saint Germain and his legions of this solar violet flame by being the open door for these new, powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of our Father, Mother, God, solar light. The more of us who willingly volunteer to be the open door for this unprecedented influx of solar violet flame, the faster we will move through the necessary cleansing process that we are now in the midst of. Remember, there is no separation. There is no destroying energy. All we can do is transform energy from one frequency into another, from one form into another. So every particle of life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the misqualified energy that we have created in the past. But what we can do is invoke the violet flame into the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that humanity has created in the past that are now manifesting as the pain and suffering throughout the world. Because the light of God is increasing, and these things are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. They're coming up at an accelerated pace because our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are aware that awakening humanity is willing and able to invoke these new frequencies of the solar violet flame and quickly transmute this energy so we can move through this tumultuous time with the least amount of pain and suffering. In alignment with universal law, there is a statement that says, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for this powerful solar frequency of violet flame to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, those of us embodied in the physical plane must invoke this light into our heart flame. It must be drawn through the divinity in our heart of someone abiding in the physical plane and then breathed into the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to assisting us, unless we invoke this divine light through our I Am presence and give permission for this sacred fire to pass through our heart flames into the physical plane to transmute the negativity that's surfacing all over the world, the earth and humanity will not have access to its transmuting power, and it will just pass us by. What this means is that once again, we are all being called to a higher service. We are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we will be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the open door for this incredibly powerful gift of God's light in the physical plane of Earth. This is not a monumental task. It is a simple matter of invoking these new solar frequencies of the violet flame and then giving permission for them to flow through our heart flames to bless all life in perfect alignment with each person's individual divine plan through his or her own I Am presence. If this resonates within the flame of divinity in your heart, we're going to participate in a global activity of light today with lightworkers all over the world. So please join me. And we will, again, tune in with lightworkers joining us in consciousness all over the world, with the angelic realm, with Saint Germain and all of the legions of light associated with this incredible violet flame, with its new solar frequencies, and with the entire company of heaven. Together, we will begin the process of becoming the open door that no one can shut for this powerful solar light from our Father, Mother, God. So let's join together with some invocations. I will state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience them personally and tangibly. but know that simultaneously we are serving as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. So through our I Am Presence, we invoke the mighty I Am Presence of every person on the planet belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And we ask them to join with us in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So as we invoke these new frequencies of the solar violet flame, each person's I Am Presence will utilize this gift of life to transmute the negativity surfacing in that person's life in perfect alignment with their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So for just a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel yourself entering this sacred space, often referred to as the secret place of the Most High Living God. The threefold flame, the magnificent essence of the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the crystalline pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, and the sunshine yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God, Christ consciousness and wisdom, is now pulsating at a new expanded frequency within our heart flame. Our threefold flame has been expanded to envelop our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and it is blazing the full divine momentum of this sacred flame, which reflects the divine potential of the Holy Trinity. Feel this triune aspect of God, the Father, the Son and Daughter of God, and the Holy Spirit, which we now know as the divine love nature of our Mother God. Feel this essence expanding through your four earthly bodies. Your I Am Presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, knowing that you are joining in consciousness as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love with every man, woman, and child, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with the solar violet flame, the angelic kingdom, and the entire company of heaven. Feel that energy radiating through your heart flame as we begin our invocations. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I invoke the entire company of heaven, the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Blessed ones, as I invoke the solar violet flame for myself, I simultaneously ask that each person's I Am Presence allow this light to flow through their heart flames in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. Blaze, blaze, blaze the full momentum of this solar violet fire in through and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown. Beloved ones, transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into God's infinite perfection. I am my I Am presence, now blazing the solar frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of my full potential. Beloved I Am, look into my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing that I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Now, beloved I Am, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy I have ever released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have ever created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life on this planet. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive through the power of this solar violet flame every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished through the power of God I Am on this sacred and holy day. I ask that this activity of light be increased daily and hourly, perpetually in motion, transmuting all thoughts, words, actions, and feelings humanity is releasing through their earthly sojourn at this time. And so it is. I now invoke through the mantra of the violet flame these new solar violet fire energies. Transmute, transmute by violet fire all causes and core not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by the solar violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by solar violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. I see now through these activities of light that the earth is now pulsating in our solar system as a magnificent violet amethyst-colored sun, pulsating with these new solar violet fire frequencies, blazing in through and around every particle of life that is less than God's perfection, instantly pushing to the surface anything that conflicts with the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Through this activity, I realize that I am now a force of the solar violet fire. I am a force of the solar violet fire more powerful than any human miscreation. I am inbreathing the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection into my heart center. This activity of light is simultaneously taking place through the I am presence of every man, woman, and child. I breathe this solar violet flame out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing in my life, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this activity takes place through me, it is simultaneously taking place through every person on earth, in perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. As this sacred fire floods the earth, the solar violet flame transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection of my divine potential and the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. The new frequencies of the solar violet flame are now loving every point in the universe free. Every thought, word, action, or feeling, everything reflecting anything less than our planetary cause of divine love, is being lifted into the light and instantly transmuted through the power of these new solar frequencies of the violet flame. And through each heart flame, through each person's I am presence, the affirmation rings through the universe. I am free. I am free. I am eternally financially free. And so it is. And now, I experience through this sacred fire a new frequency of the joy of forgiveness. I am now flooding my being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness, which is pulsating within the new frequencies of the solar violet flame. I know that in forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of misused energy that are impinging on my life and the lives of all humanity. I let go of the ignorance, the confusion, and the pain of the illusions of this outer world. I now realize through new levels of profound truth that I have come to love all life free on this precious planet, and through the gift of my I am presence, so I shall. This is the heart center of my existence, the joy of forgiving life as it enters my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting all life free into a higher vibration with the gift of divine forgiveness that my Father, Mother, God have given so freely into my keeping. I am a force of the solar violet flame of forgiveness, now flooding this sweet earth. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. Now, in the name and by the power of the and authority of the presence of God, I am, I expand this activity of light through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child as the solar violet flame blazes into and around the mighty power and might of 1,000 suns. This light expands through every particle of life that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through this invocation, the I Am presence of each person now holds the solar violet flame sustained and doubles it each hour until these earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, are fully assimilated into the perfection of our solar light bodies. Beloved ones, expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the solar violet fire in, through, and around all nations, all races, all cultures, creeds, and religions in every country of the world. Blaze the solar violet flame through every person's home, their place of occupation, and their overall environment, until the perfection of our new planetary cause of divine love is manifest for all life. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the solar violet fire in, through, and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Expand and expand the solar violet fire frequencies of purification and transmutation in, through, and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, every province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish a mighty focus of this solar violet fire in the etheric realms over each one of these locations, and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Now, in the name of love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved, victorious presence of God, I Am, pulsating within every heart, I speak directly to the heart of the solar violet flame. Sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly to bless all life. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being, so that its miracle-working presence will give tangible proof of your reality to all humanity. The victorious solar violet fire is now healing our bodies, harmonizing and stabilizing our feelings, illuminating our consciousness, and setting us free, raising us into full mastery over all human appearances, desires, and feelings, now and forever sustained. And so it is, beloved, I Am. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow the solar violet flame to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies through my I Am presence as I listen to these words and this gift that is being given to us by beloved Mother Mary. Precious hearts, as I mentioned, Mother Mary is another very powerful being of light who is associated with the mystical month of May. Every year, throughout the month of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is opened in the inner realms. This year, Mother Mary is taking humanity a step further into the frequencies of God's divine love by intensifying the sacred gift that she gave to each of us last year. throughout the month of May, when each of us goes to sleep at night, our I Am presence escorts us into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart in the inner realms of illumined truth. Once we are there, Mother Mary joins us, and she works with us in our I Am presence to help prepare for whatever activity of light we will be experiencing throughout that year. This year, our I Am presence is preparing the immortal victorious threefold flame within our heart for the solar frequencies of the fifth dimension that we are in the process of ascending into. Last May, Mother Mary helped our I Am presence to expand the threefold flame in our heart until that aspect of our divinity literally enveloped our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This has been sustained now by our I Am presence. This is the original size of our threefold flame before our fall from grace. After our fall, it was reduced to what we refer to as the spark of divinity in our heart. But now our threefold flame is enveloping our four earthly bodies. This year, Mother Mary is intensifying our threefold flame's ability to withstand higher frequencies of solar light and transfiguring divine love, so that we will be able to assimilate this energy without harming the cellular structure of our earthly bodies. This is occurring in order to prepare every man, woman, and child on Earth for the unprecedented influx of solar light that will flood the planet during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, which will take place August 11th through the 16th, 2012, when we reboot the patterns of perfection that have been downloaded from our new planetary cause of divine love. When this influx of light occurs, humanity's I Am presence will activate the newly imprinted genetic codings within our solar DNA. This will allow us to manifest a new renaissance of love on Earth to bless this planet and all her life. Every one of us has been preparing for this wondrous event for literally eons of time. This critical facet of the unfolding divine plan will clear the way so that every man, woman, and child on Earth will at long last be able to reclaim his or her divine birthright as a beloved child of God, transcending the fear-based fragmented consciousness of our human egos. Then each one of us will easily be able to co-create the life of fulfillment and joy that we have been longing for since our fall from grace. This merciful act of divine intervention and grace will dramatically increase our ability to be the powerful forces of divine love we were always destined to be. Now, during the month of May this year, we will enter Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart in our finer bodies as we sleep at night. We will be escorted there by our I Am presence. There's no such thing as our soul being unconscious, so when we are asleep, our body is resting, our I Am presence takes us into the inner realms to allow us to experience the schools of learning and the inner assistance we are receiving from the company of heaven. Once this occurs, once we enter Mother Mary's temple, she will greet us and embrace each of us in her loving arms. With her embrace, she will awaken within us the remembrance of our sojourn in her sacred temple prior to this embodiment, when we were getting ready to be conceived. We will remember that we came to Earth during this cosmic moment with but one desire, to do God's will. We will also understand that we volunteered to be powerful instruments of God during this critical time, and that we have been training for eons of time for this particular mission. We will also remember that we promise to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. Mother Mary's gift of divine love will greatly empower our ability to fulfill this mission. With Mother Mary's assistance, we will remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan encoded within our heart flames through the veil of physical birth. And she will remind us of the vow she took to come and assist us at this time of the fulfillment of our missions, which is this cosmic moment. Mother Mary will also help us to remember the capacity we have within our life streams to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and victory. During the holy month of May, 2012, Mother Mary will assist our I Am presence to expand the light and the chalice of the Immaculate Heart within each of us, which cradles our immortal victorious threefold flame. The expansion of the chalice of our Immaculate Hearts will allow our heart flames to pulsate in perfect balance. As this occurs, our heart flame will blaze forth this great transfiguring force of divine love within us. And we will become aware of the presence of God in every cell, every atom, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life within our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of the perfect crystalline solar-like bodies that we are moving into. These are our vehicles that we will exist in when we complete this ascension process into our new solar reality as beings of light in the fifth dimension. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a long time now. And this mystical month of May, we will move forward a quantum leap to further this preparation as our I Am presence integrates our solar light bodies, step by step, cell by cell, into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. It is through these solar light bodies that we are transformed into eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty that has been prophesied through all of the world religions and all of the prophecies of this time of ascension. We are moving into the fifth dimensional frequencies that transcend time and space. And our vehicles, our solar light bodies, will be the perfect vehicles to navigate around through these higher frequencies that we've always known of as the heavenly realms. Functioning within the frequencies of our solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously manifest our new heaven and our new earth. We will magnify the divinity within ourselves and all life until our upreaching unity consciousness will be able to conduct the substance of divine love, healing, prosperity, peace, joy, and happiness into the world of form as we tangibly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth and manifest a new renaissance of divine love for the earth and all her life. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for your willingness to be that open door, for your willingness to be the instrument of God, especially during this powerful month of May, when all we have to do is ask our I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity to draw forth the new solar frequencies of the violet flame from Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with this sacred fire. Blaze it in through and around every electron of life energy on the earth, so that we will be able to move forward in the new activities of life that are going to be taking place this year. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth available to everyone who is interested. And we offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information on a global scale through our website, this weekly online radio program, and our free monthly email newsletter. If you are interested in participating in or would like more information about this global event that we're all being called to participate in that will take place in August during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, please go to my website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And click on the box that says 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. There's an article that describes this global activity. We will all be in our right and perfect place for this. Some of us will be drawn to actually physically travel to the World Congress on Illumination, which will take place on the island of Kauai in Hawaii this year, where lightworkers will form a mighty transformer through which this light will flow to instigate and trigger a new renaissance of divine love for the planet. Others will travel to other sacred sites on the planet. Others of us will organize groups in our own locations or in the sanctity of our own sanctuary. But if this information is being brought into our awareness, it means that at some level we have been prepared to be an open door for the light that will flow into the planet during that time. So listen to your heart, read the article so you can resonate with the full momentum of this facet of the unfolding divine plan. And know that this is a moment when we have all been called to a higher service. So through the free seminars and things that we have make available on the planet, through the World Congress on Illumination, this radio program, also, we offer a free online newsletter that you can sign up for by going to our website. We have free webinars. We have years worth of free newsletters that are available to you. There are many things that are available that will help you understand at a greater level the incredible divine intervention that is taking place at this time and the assistance we are receiving from on high. We've also documented this information from on high in our books and our CDs and our DVDs. So if you would like to sign up for our free monthly newsletter or have access to all of this other information, all you have to do is go to our website. I've recently posted a new YouTube video that is also available on our website. So just go to the website and click on the box that says Watch Our Video. This is a powerful visualization and downloading of programs from the causal body of God that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. These programs are the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. These are the programs that are being downloaded now by lightworkers all over the world. And in August, during this powerful week, August 11th through the 16th, these are the programs that are going to be rebooted into the crystal grid system of the planet through our new planetary cause of divine love that will tangibly manifest a new renaissance of divine love for the earth and all her life. So, blessed ones, thank you again for joining us this week, and join us again next week for another global activity of light in which we will all add to the light of the world. This is why we are here. We have come to the planet to be the instruments of God so that the light of God has an invocation into the physical plane that will transform life for humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. Beloved ones, I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.